Gimel essentially is just like an illustration of how it worked with the family of Beno Slavchad. Slavchad was the Mekoshesh. He was the wood gatherer that got executed, and he didn't make it into Eretz Yisrael. There's Machlokas Tanaim, how they apportioned the land. This, the one Tana holds, it's whoever left it. Mitzrayim, one hold, Tana holds, it's whoever got into Eretz Yisrael. It's more or less the same thing, but in the case of Slavchad, it isn't, because Slavchad himself left Mitzrayim, but didn't make it into Eretz Yisrael. In any case, this Tana in our Mishnah, and I'm going to discuss another way around, learns that it's everyone who left Mitzrayim got a portion. So here's the family tree. Here's Slavchad. Big Tzadi. Slavchad had five kids. I don't know his wife's name, but he had five daughters and no sons. Okay, there they are, the five daughters. And Slavchad had a father who didn't, and his father's name was Hefer. Okay, so the point is, these five girls over here, they went to Moshe and said, listen, we have no brothers, we should be inheriting from our father. And Moshe said yes. So what happens is, they're going to end up getting three different allocations, if you will. The first one's going to be Slavchad's own portion. The portion that Slavchad earned when he left, so to speak, he was entitled to when he left Mitzrayim, according to his Tana, he has a piece, and that piece will go a fifth to each of these five girls. Second of all, as it happens, Slavchad was a Bechor. Given that he was a Bechor, his father Hefer, who left Mitzrayim, Hefer also was entitled to a piece of land as a separate Egypt lever. So when Hefer dies, he'll bequeath to all his sons, but Slavchad, that son who was a Bechor, will get a double portion. So he gets two portions. So what happens is, the girls get three portions amongst the five of them, collectively. They get Slavchad's portion, that he had in his own right for leaving Mitzrayim. They'll get, and then they'll get two more portions, one the portion that Slavchad inherits from Hefer, and one the additional portion that Slavchad would inherit from Hefer as the Bechor, for a total of three. So the Mishnah says inside, Beno Slavchad, these five girls, Slavchad's daughters, Natlu Shlosha Chalakim Benachala. They ended up getting three portions, three parcels, in their inheritance. Chelik Avien, their father's portion, meaning Slavchad's portion, Shahayim Yotze Mitzrayim, he was amongst those who left Egypt, Vechelko Im Echav, Benichse Hefer, Slavchad's own portion amongst the brothers who inherit from the inheritance of Hefer, the girl's grandfather, and also on top of that, Veshahaya Bechor, and since Slavchad was a Bechor, he gets an additional portion, Notlo Shnei Chalakim, we talk about two portions from Hefer's Nechala, so those two plus one of his own equals three total portions amongst the five girls.